is an important question so that you understand why we have so many different statistics. Why do we conduct both bivariate and multivariate statistics of the relationship between a set of predictors and the criterion? What are the possible results of this dual analysis for a given predictor criterion variable pair? The answer is they address different questions. Bivariate analyses ask, what's the relationship between these two variables, ignoring the existence of other variables? Multivariate analyses ask, what is the unique relationship between this variable and the criterion, controlling for other variables, taking them into account, holding them constant? The possible results, it could be that we have the same basic information from the bivariate and the multivariate results, that a variable is positively correlated and has a positive contribution, that a variable is negatively correlated and has a negative multivariate contribution, that a variable is uncorrelated and has no multivariate contribution. We could find traditional collinearity effects. A variable is correlated with the criterion, but doesn't contribute to the multivariate model. There's two of those. It might be positively correlated with the criterion, but has no multivariate contribution. Or it could be negatively correlated with the criterion and has no multivariate contribution. The other kinds of things that could happen are suppressor effects. And there's two kinds of those. One is when a variable is not correlated with the criterion, but contributes to a multiple regression model, either with a positive sign or a negative sign. The other kind of suppressor effect is when a variable is correlated with the criterion and has a multivariate contribution, but the two have different signs. And there's two of those. Positive correlation, negative multiple regression contribution, or negative correlation, positive multiple regression contribution. So what I'm asking you to do here is to organize and walk through the 9 possibilities of there being a positive zero negative correlation and a positive zero negative multiple regression contribution. 3 of those match. 2 of those are classic collinearity effects, and 4 of those are suppressor effects. The first part of this question is important because one of the first things we're going to do here on Thursday is we're going to take a tour of another 12 or 13 kinds of questions that we might ask with data for a multiple regression. Some of which are bivariate questions, some of which are bivariate questions with statistical control, some of which are multivariate questions. There's all these different questions. Why do we have all these different questions and analyses? To get the closest possible match between our research hypotheses and our data analysis. Exactly the same goal that we had in 941 when we looked at all those different kinds of ANOVAs. Why do we have all these different kinds of ANOVAs? To maximize the match between the hypothesis you have and the statistical analysis that you do.